Chapter 10 The Mail Train. A new master, a Scotsman, bought Buck's sled team, and they began their second journey north. This time they didn't travel alone, but were a part of a mail train, several teams of dogs and men. These teams took the mail from one town to another. There were 12 other dog teams in the mail train, and they all traveled north together. They were carrying the mail with all the news of the outside world to the men in Dawson. There were more than 100 dogs in the mail train, but Buck was the strongest, and the others were all frightened of him. Being part of a big mail train was different to traveling alone with Francois and Perrault. It was hard, boring work, and every day was like the one before. Although the sleds were very heavy, Buck liked working in a team and doing his job well. The men in the teams were very organized. In the evenings, some did the cooking, while others made the camp or lit the fires, and they all took care of the dogs as well as they could. When they stopped in the evenings, the men always fed the dogs first and then had their meal. Then the dogs could walk around the camp for about an hour and do what they wanted. In that hour in the evening, Buck liked to lie next to the fire, near the men. He often lay with his eyes half closed and thought about his old life. "I remember how I lay next to the fire in Senator Miller's house in the Santa Clara Valley," he thought. But this happy memory usually changed quickly into different, less pleasant pictures. The man in the red sweater, Curly's death, or the great fight with Spitz. Sometimes, as Buck looked at the fire, he began to dream. He dreamed of a fire long ago. A man sat next to the fire and looked at the flames. This man was different to the men Buck knew. He had shorter legs and longer arms. His head was flat, his hair was long and dirty, and he also had a lot of dark hair on his body. The man in Buck's dream didn't speak words, but made strange noises as he sat next to the fire. In his hand, he held a stick with a rock tied to it, and instead of clothes, he wore an animal skin. The man appeared frightened of something. Around the fire, Buck could see many pairs of eyes, the eyes of wild animals. As Buck lay by the fire, dreaming of a past world, he sometimes began to cry quietly. When this happened, one of the men usually shouted, "Hey, you, Buck, wake up!" Then Buck opened his eyes and saw the real world. The dream world of his ancestors disappeared. In the mornings, the mail train left again on its long, hard journey to Dawson. When they arrived in Dawson, the dogs were in poor condition, but they only got 2 days to rest before they started on the journey back. "The dogs need a week's rest at least," said the men in the teams. "They're tired and thin, and we're tired too." But they were part of the mail train and had no option. They had to follow orders. It snowed every day now, and it was difficult to pull the sleds on the new snow. But Buck worked hard and kept discipline in his team. After traveling 3,000 kilometers since the beginning of that winter, it was difficult for them all. Billy cried in his sleep every night, and Joe and Solex were angry all the time. Then one of the dogs, Dave, became ill. In the evening, when he was out of the harness, he slept the whole time. He didn't even get up to get his fish, so the Scotsman brought it to him. "What's wrong with him?" asked one of the men. "I don't know," answered the Scotsman. "I can't see anything, but something's wrong inside. Dave's a good dog. I don't want to lose him." All the men examined Dave, but couldn't find the problem. The Scotsman was very worried. "You must rest, Dave," he said. "I won't put you into your harness tomorrow." The next day, however, Dave wanted to work with the other dogs and went to his usual place behind Solex. He didn't have the strength to run for a long time and often fell onto the snow, but he didn't leave his place. That night, Dave became worse, and in the morning he couldn't stand up. When the other dogs started running, he crawled after them on his stomach. After a few hundred meters, the men stopped the train of sleds. The dogs couldn't see Dave anymore, but they could hear him crying. The Scotsman turned and walked slowly towards the camp. The dogs stood quietly, and the men stopped talking. They all waited. Then they heard the noise of a rifle. The Scotsman returned quickly. The men got onto the sleds. The dogs began to run, and the sleds moved forward again along the trail. No one saw what happened, but they all knew that Dave was dead.